位于瑞士日内瓦的国际劳工组织18日指出，根据新冠病毒疫情对全球经济增长影响的不同假设，在低影响之下，失业人数可能增加530万，而在高影响下，失业人数可能增加2470万。2008到2009年的全球金融危机，世界失业人数增加2200万。在这次疫情最严重的情况下，影响将更大。目前，许多国家采取严格限制措施，要求民众待在家里、关闭商店及餐厅等。经济活动下造成劳工收入减少，总体损失估计在8600亿美元到3兆4000亿美元之间。国际劳工组织呼吁各国采取紧急、大规模及协调一致的措施，保护劳工、刺激经济、支持就业和收入。这些措施应该包括扩大社会保护，通过短期工作或带薪休假维持就业，以及实施财务及税务减免，包括对微型及中小企业的减免。国际劳工组织秘书长莱德警告说，这不仅是全球的健康危机，还是重大的劳动力市场和经济危机。他说，2008年世界团结一致应对全球金融危机，避免发生最坏的情况。现在世界需要同样的领导力及决心。新型冠状病毒继续在美国军人当中蔓延。美国空军指挥官说，有关控制措施已经导致空军取消了一些重要的飞行演习，但空军的战备能力暂未受损。美国国防部发言人表示，截至星期三早上5点，美军一共有49名军人感染了新型冠状病毒。空军现有7名现役军人被证实感染了新冠病毒，并相信会有更多的空军人员感染病毒。国防部正在全军范围内实施一项人员行动临时限令，暂停军方人员在美国国内和海外的所有旅行，力求阻止新型冠状病毒的蔓延。美国国防部长埃斯珀说，国防部应对新型冠状病毒的原则是保护军人的健康与安全，确保军事使命得到实施，以及协助政府其他机构应对疫情。他星期二向美国人民保证，美军仍然保持战备，有能力完成保卫国家安全的各项使命。美国国务卿蓬佩奥18日接受肖恩·汉尼提的广播节目访问时表示，中国政府驱逐一些美国记者，并禁止中国民众在互联网上公开自由谈论疫情，这将带来风险和问题。蓬佩奥说，至关重要的是，身为美国最资深的外交官，有义务从中国共产党获得信息，帮助美国医疗专家做出正确的事情，并保护美国及全世界民众的生命。蓬佩奥指出，美国之前愿意派出最好的医疗专家前往中国协助，却没有获得同意。中国共产党这样的做法让世界处于危险当中。他们的信息不够透明，让我们无法做出正确判断及彻底了解，这将使得疫情以不同的形式一再重复，所以信息透明非常重要。针对传播假消息，蓬佩奥批评，中国不遏制病毒，却压制信息，他们最早确认病毒，却在第一线浪费了珍贵的时间，让成千上万人逃出武汉，去到了像意大利这样的国家，并给当地带来苦难。蓬佩奥还说，事实上，我们可以做出很快的反应。来自政府及私人部门的专家都想要了解病毒结构的所有信息，进而去缓解、治愈及生产疫苗，并掌握相关传播的方式，让它停止蔓延。但很不幸，我们目前无法做到。总部位于纽约的非政府组织人权观察19日表示，中国政府应该立即收回驱逐美国三大媒体记者的决定。中国政府日前下令，《纽约时报》、《华尔街日报》、《华盛顿邮报》年底前记者证到期的美籍记者，于10天内交还记者证。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Checking In, Part 4. This program focuses on clarifying.
今天这一课的题目是住店登记第四部分，着重讲怎样澄清问题。
Interview.
访谈时间。今天接受采访的人是 Marsha Waters 女士，她是史杰饭店的接待员。我们先学习几个有关词句。
To change rooms.
换房间。
A hallway.
过道、走廊。H-A-L-L-W-A-Y.
I register new guests.
我给新来的客人登记。
Smoking in the hallway is not allowed.
过道里不准吸烟。
People can only smoke in designated areas.
人们只能在指定的地方吸烟。
Designated areas.
指定的区域。现在就请听这次访谈。
Last week, we talked with Charles Blake about a business trip he took to the United States last year. As you recall, Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Mr. Blake went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. While Mr. Blake was in San Francisco, he stayed at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Last week, we heard a recording of Mr. Blake's conversation with the receptionists at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Today, we will talk with the Embassy Suites receptionist, Ms. Marsha Waters.Welcome to Functioning in Business, Ms. Waters.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Please call me Marsha.
Okay, Marsha. Tell me, Marsha, have you worked at the Embassy Suites for a long time?
I've been there about 5 years.
And you work at the reception desk, isn't that right?
Yes. I register the new guests, and I help guests who have questions or problems.
Oh, what kinds of problems?
Well, for example, sometimes people need help operating the TV. If they're having trouble...I send someone to their room to help them. Or sometimes people want to change rooms. We had one person who was in a non-smoking room and wanted to change to a smoking room. We couldn't give him a smoking room because there were none available. Then we found out that the person was smoking in the hallway, and that's not allowed.
So what happened?
We had to explain that he could only smoke in designated areas. Then, the next day, we were able to move him to a different room.
Thanks for your comments, Marsha.
You're welcome.
Let's take a short break.
Waters 女士的声音听上去很熟悉，原来她就是上次我们在谈话录音中听到的那位史杰饭店的前台接待员。Elizabeth 问她
：“Tell me, Marsha, have you worked at the Embassy Suites for a long time？”
请问 Marsha， 你在史杰饭店工作了很长时间吗？那么。Marsha 在那里工作了几年呢？我们再仔细听听。
As you recall, Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Mr. Blake went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. While Mr. Blake was in San Francisco, he stayed at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Last week, we heard a recording of Mr. Blake's conversation with the receptionists at the Embassy Suites Hotel.Today, we will talk with the Embassy Suites receptionist, Ms. Marsha Waters. Welcome to Functioning in Business, Ms. Waters.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Please call me Marsha.
Okay, Marsha. Tell me, Marsha, have you worked at the Embassy Suites for a long time?
I've been there about 5 years.
And you work at the reception desk, isn't that right?
Yes. I register the new guests, and I help guests who have questions or problems.
Oh, what kinds of problems?
Well, for example...Sometimes people need help operating the TV. If they're having trouble, I send someone to their room to help them. Or sometimes people want to change rooms. We had one person who was in a non-smoking room and wanted to change to a smoking room. We couldn't give him a smoking room because there were none available. Then we found out that the person was smoking in the hallway, and that's not allowed.
So what happened?
We had to explain that he could only smoke in designated areas. Then, the next day, we were able to move him to a different room.
Thanks for your comments, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习，现在请大家跟着我们重复。
Sometimes people need help operating the TV. Sometimes people want to change rooms. We couldn't give him a smoking room. There were none available. Smoking in the hallway is not allowed. People can only smoke in designated areas.
Interview.
下面我们继续采访旅馆接待员 Waters 女士。她要介绍旅馆的各项服务。旅馆里设有一个商务中心和一个健身中心。我们先来熟悉几个有关词句。
An internet connection.
与互联网连通。
Room service.
客房服务。
Our business guests can go to the business center to type letters or send faxes.
我们的商界客人可以去商务中心打信、发传真。
We have a great fitness center with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
我们有一个很完备的健身中心，里面有桑拿浴室和即可浴浴缸。现在请听这次采访。
Welcome back. Our guest is Marcia Waters, the receptionist at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Marcia, can you tell our listeners what kinds of services you offer at the Embassy Suites?
Well, one important service we offer is a business center. Our business guests can go to the business center to type letters or send faxes. We also have an internet connection so that they can read their email.
How convenient. What other services do you offer?
We have a great fitness center with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
That sounds like fun.
We also have room service, of course. Many of our business guests like to eat in their rooms so that they can have more time to prepare for meetings.
They work while they eat dinner?
Yes, some people do. I guess they find it easier than going out to a restaurant.
Thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Waters.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be back after a short break.
史杰饭店是一个服务齐全的高档次饭店。Marcia 说，他们的重要服务项目之一就是商务中心。
One important service we offer is a business center.
他还说
，We also have an internet connection so that they can read their email.
我们还与互联网连通，客人们可以阅读他们的电子邮件。我们再听听 Marcia 为我们描述他们饭店的服务项目。
Our guest is Marcia Waters, the receptionist at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Marcia, can you tell our listeners what kinds of services you offer at the Embassy Suites?
Well, one important service we offer is a business center.
How convenient. What other services do you offer?
We have a great fitness center with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
That sounds like fun.
We also have room service, of course. Many of our business guests like to eat in their rooms so that they can have more time to prepare for meetings.
They work while they eat dinner?
Yes, some people do. I guess they find it easier than going out to a restaurant.
Thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Waters.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be back after a short break.
Sentence completion.
我们现在来做完成句子的练习。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请先听一句不完整的句子，然后把它完成。
A place at a hotel where you can type letters and send faxes is a business center. It's a business center. If you want to eat in your hotel room, you can ask for room service. You can ask for room service. If you want to get some exercise, go to the fitness center. Go to the fitness center.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。这次的文化点滴要谈旅馆的额外服务。旅馆的额外服务包括电话服务和客房服务。我们首先熟悉一下要用到的几个词句。
A surcharge.
额外收费，附加费。S-U-R-C-H-A-R-G-E.
A local call.
本市电话。Local, 本地。当地，这个词是这样拼的 L-O-C-A-L
A long distance call
长途电话
Hotel policies are often written in a brochure
旅馆房间里通常备有一份住客须知，列出旅馆的各项规定。
Welcome back, everyone. We're here once again with Gary Engleton, our expert on business and culture.
Hello, everyone. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Very well, thank you, Gary. I'm glad that you're here because we have a very important email question on hotel charges.
Really? What is it?
One of our listeners writes, Sometimes my hotel bill is larger than I expected. In the United States, what extra charges are there in hotels?
That's an excellent question.When you are staying in a hotel, it's a good idea to ask a lot of questions about what is free and what has an extra charge. Extra charges are sometimes called surcharges. They are becoming more and more frequent.
How do you find out about these extra charges?
The first thing that you should do is to look around the room for something written down. For example, there is sometimes information near the telephone about charges for local and long-distance calls.If you can't find anything in writing, you should definitely ask at the front desk.
That's a good idea. What other kinds of extra charges are there?
Well, for example, many hotels have drinks and snacks in small refrigerators. These are not free. Make sure you know how much everything costs before you drink or eat anything. And you can have food brought to your room. That's called room service. It is usually fairly expensive.Look for a menu in the room that lists the prices.
Are there any other surcharges to be careful of?
Well, some hotels offer movies in your room for an extra charge. And remember, tax will usually be added to the room charge. In some U.S. cities, this tax can be 15% or even more. Well, I think that I've covered most of the extra charges. Other facilities like swimming pools, exercise equipment,And even daily newspapers are usually free.
Thanks, Gary. That was extremely helpful.
I'm glad that I could help.
In the United States, what extra charges are there in hotels?
这句话的意思是，美国的饭店都有什么样的额外收费？ Gary 列举了一些需要额外收费的项目。例如冰箱里的食品、饮料、电话服务等等，也有免费的设施，如游泳、体育锻炼器材，甚至当天的报纸等。不过你在住进饭店以后，需要事先了解清楚哪些收费，哪些免费。我们再听一遍对话。
We're here once again with Gary Engleton, our expert on business and culture.
Hello, everyone. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Very well, thank you, Gary. I'm glad that you're here because we have a very important email question on hotel charges.
Really? What is it?
One of our listeners writes, Sometimes my hotel bill is larger than I expected. In the United States, what extra charges are there in hotels?
That's an excellent question. When you are staying in a hotel, it's a good idea to ask a lot of questions about what is free and what has an extra charge. Extra charges are sometimes called surcharges. They are becoming more and more frequent.
How do you find out about these extra charges?
The first thing that you should do is to look around the room for something written down. For example, there is sometimes information near the telephone about charges for local and long-distance calls. If you can't find anything in writing, you should definitely ask at the front desk.
That's a good idea. What other kinds of extra charges are there?
Well, for example, many hotels have drinks and snacks in small refrigerators. These are not free. Make sure you know how much everything costs before you drink or eat anything. And you can have food brought to your room. That's called room service. It is usually fairly expensive. Look for a menu in the room that lists the prices.
Are there any other surcharges to be careful of?
Well, some hotels offer movies in your room for an extra charge. And remember, tax will usually be added to the room charge. In some U.S. cities, this tax can be 15% or even more. Well, I think that I've covered most of the extra charges. Other facilities like swimming pools, exercise equipment, and even daily newspapers are usually free.
Thanks, Gary. That was extremely helpful.
I'm glad that I could help.
Sentence completion.
接着我们来做完成句子的练习。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请大家先听一个不完整的句子，然后把它完成。
Extra charges at a hotel are sometimes called surcharges. They're called surcharges. A telephone call to someone in the same city is called a local call. It's called a local call. A telephone call to someone in a different state is calledA long-distance call. It's called a long-distance call.
Business dialogue. Clarification.
商务对话。请大家听一位旅客在旅馆办住店登记的经过。我们首先熟悉一下要用到的几个词句。
A desk clerk.
柜台服务员。
I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
这上面给你预定的一间房间是定到4月4号。
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
实际上我要到5号早上才走。现在请听这段对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a person checking in at a hotel.Ms. Peters is speaking with the desk clerk at the hotel.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Allison Peters. I have a reservation.
Let me take a look. Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Oh, really? I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th. Let me check my confirmation notice. Here it is.Oh, my goodness, you're right. Can I extend my stay through the 5th?
That's not a problem. I'll change your reservation for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
After listening to this conversation, do you think the mistake is from the guest or from the hotel? Let's listen again.
Listen to the question.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Allison Peters. I have a reservation.
Let me take a look. Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Oh, really? I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th. Let me check my confirmation notice. Here it is. Oh, my goodness, you're right. Can I extend my stay through the 5th?
That's not a problem.I'll change your reservation for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This 这位顾客说
Oh my goodness, you're right. Can I extend my stay through the 5th?
哦、oh, 天哪，你说的对。请问我能不能待到五号呢？服务员说
That's not a problem. I'll change your reservation for you.
没有问题，我把你的预订资料修改一下。
Focus on functions. Clarifying.
语言功能。下面我们来练习澄清问题时应当使用的语言。
Now let's focus on clarifications.
Listen to these variations.
请大家注意听下面的词句变换。
I see you have a room reserved through the 4th.
I see your reservation is through the 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
As a matter of fact, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
I believe you said you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th.
No, I think I said I would be checking out on the 5th. Gary's tips.
Gary 提示 Gary 要说一说澄清问题时应当使用的语言表达方式。如果你和服务员有不同意见想纠正他，你可以使用一些礼貌的说法。
I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th.
我记得我说过我要住到5号才走。现在我们就来听 Gary 的这段谈话。
Welcome back. It's time for Gary's Tips. What's your topic for today, Gary?
Today, I'll be talking about clarifications. Last week, we talked about the importance of confirming information, especially information about plane and hotel reservations. It's important to confirm because sometimes a hotel clerk or a travel agent might have incorrect information. If you disagree with what the clerk or agent says,There are some polite ways to correct the person. This is called making a clarification. One way to begin a clarification is to use the word actually. Let's listen again to part of the business dialogue. You'll hear Ms. Peters clarifying that she is staying through April 5th.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Allison Peters. I have a reservation.
Let me take a look.Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Another polite way to make a clarification is to say, I believe. Let's listen again to the business dialogue. Ms. Peters clarifies that she will be checking out on the 6th.
Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Oh, really? I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th.
It turns out Ms. Peters is wrong about the dates of her reservation. But by being polite, Ms. Peters maintains a good relationship with the desk clerk and is able to change her reservation. So remember, it's important to correct people if they have the wrong information about your reservations.But it's best to be polite when you make a clarification. Well, that's all we have time for today on Gary's Tips. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a functioning in business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
各位听众，总部位于瑞士日内瓦的国际劳工组织18日指出，根据新冠病毒疫情对全球经济增长影响的不同假设，在低影响之下，失业人数可能增加530万，而在高影响下，失业人数可能增加2470万。 2008到2009年的全球金融危机，世界失业人数增加2200万，在这次疫情最严重的情况下，影响将更大。目前许多国家采取严格限制措施，要求民众待在家里，关闭商店及餐厅等，经济活动下造成劳工收入减少，总体损失估计在8600亿美元到3兆4000亿美元之间。 国际劳工组织呼吁各国采取紧急、大规模及协调一致的措施，保护劳工、刺激经济、支持就业和收入。这些措施应该包括扩大社会保护，通过短期工作或带薪休假维持就业，以及实施财务及税务减免，包括对微型及中小企业的减免。 国际劳工组织秘书长莱德警告说，这不仅是全球的健康危机，还是重大的劳动力市场和经济危机。他说， 2008年世界团结一致应对全球金融危机，避免发生最坏的情况，现在世界需要同样的领导力及决心。新型冠状病毒继续在美国军人当中蔓延，美国空军指挥官说，有关 控制措施已经导致空军取消了一些重要的飞行演习，但空军的战备能力暂未受损。美国国防部发言人表示，截至星期三早上5点，美军一共有49名军人感染了新型冠状病毒，空军现有7名现役军人被证实感染了新冠病毒，并相信会有更多的空军人员感染病毒。 国防部正在全军范围内实施一项人员行动临时限令，暂停军方人员在美国国内和海外的所有旅行，力求阻止新型冠状病毒的蔓延。美国国防部长埃斯珀说，国防部应对新型冠状病毒的原则是保护军人的健康与安全，确保军事使命得到实施，以及协助政府其他机构应对疫情。 他星期二向美国人民保证，美军仍然保持战备，有能力完成保卫国家安全的各项使命。美国国务卿蓬佩奥18日接受肖恩·汉尼提的广播节目访问时表示，中国政府驱逐一些美国记者，并禁止中国民众在互联网上公开自由谈论疫情，这将带来风险和问题。 蓬佩奥说，至关重要的是，身为美国最资深的外交官，有义务从中国共产党获得信息，帮助美国医疗专家做出正确的事情，并保护美国及全世界民众的生命。蓬佩奥指出，美国之前愿意派出最好的医疗专家前往中国协助，却没有获得同意。中国共产党这样的做法让世界处于危险当中。 他们的信息不够透明，让我们无法做出正确判断及彻底了解，这将使得疫情以不同的形式一再重复，所以信息透明非常重要。针对传播假消息，蓬佩奥批评，中国不遏制病毒却压制信息，他们最早确认病毒，却在第一线浪费了珍贵的时间，让成千上万人逃出武汉， 去到了像意大利这样的国家，并给当地带来苦难。蓬佩奥还说，事实上，我们可以做出很快的反应，来自政府及私人部门的专家都想要了解病毒结构的所有信息，进而去缓解、治愈及生产疫苗，并掌握相关传播的方式，让它停止蔓延。但很不幸，我们目前无法做到。 总部位于纽约的非政府组织人权观察19日表示，中国政府应该立即收回驱逐美国三大媒体记者的决定。中国政府日前下令纽约时报、华尔街日报、华盛顿邮报年底前记者证到期的美籍记者于10天内交还记者证。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Checking In, Part 4. This program focuses on clarifying.
今天这一课的题目是住店登记第四部分，着重讲怎样澄清问题。
Interview.
访谈时间。今天接受采访的人是 Marsha Waters 女士，她是使节饭店的接待员。我们先学习几个有关词句。
To change rooms.
换房间。
A hallway.
过道，走廊。H A L L W A Y.
I register new guests.
我给新来的客人登记。
Smoking in the hallway is not allowed.
过道里不准吸烟。
People can only smoke in designated areas.
人们只能在指定的地方吸烟。
Designated areas.
指定的区域。现在就请听这次访谈。
Last week, we talked with Charles Blake about a business trip he took to the United States last year. As you recall, Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Mr. Blake went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. While Mr. Blake was in San Francisco, he stayed at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Last week, we heard a recording of Mr. Blake's conversation with the receptionists at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Today, we will talk with the Embassy Suites receptionist, Ms. Marsha Waters.Welcome to Functioning in Business, Ms. Waters.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Please call me Marsha.
Okay, Marsha. Tell me, Marsha, have you worked at the Embassy Suites for a long time?
I've been there about 5 years.
And you work at the reception desk, isn't that right?
Yes. I register the new guests, and I help guests who have questions or problems.
Oh, what kinds of problems?
Well, for example, sometimes people need help operating the TV. If they're having trouble...I send someone to their room to help them. Or sometimes people want to change rooms. We had one person who was in a non-smoking room and wanted to change to a smoking room. We couldn't give him a smoking room because there were none available. Then we found out that the person was smoking in the hallway, and that's not allowed.
So what happened?
We had to explain that he could only smoke in designated areas. Then, the next day, we were able to move him to a different room.
Thanks for your comments, Marsha.
You're welcome.
Let's take a short break.
Waters 女士的声音听上去很熟悉，原来她就是上次我们在谈话录音中听到的那位使节饭店的前台接待员。Elizabeth 问她
Tell me, Marsha, have you worked at the Embassy Suites for a long time?
请问 Marsha, 你在使节饭店工作了很长时间吗？那么Marsha 在那里工作了几年呢？我们再仔细听听。
As you recall, Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Mr. Blake went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. While Mr. Blake was in San Francisco, he stayed at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Last week, we heard a recording of Mr. Blake's conversation with the receptionists at the Embassy Suites Hotel.Today, we will talk with the Embassy Suites receptionist, Ms. Marsha Waters. Welcome to Functioning in Business, Ms. Waters.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Please call me Marsha.
Okay, Marsha. Tell me, Marsha, have you worked at the Embassy Suites for a long time?
I've been there about 5 years.
And you work at the reception desk, isn't that right?
Yes. I register the new guests, and I help guests who have questions or problems.
Oh, what kinds of problems?
Well, for example...Sometimes people need help operating the TV. If they're having trouble, I send someone to their room to help them. Or sometimes people want to change rooms. We had one person who was in a non-smoking room and wanted to change to a smoking room. We couldn't give him a smoking room because there were none available. Then we found out that the person was smoking in the hallway, and that's not allowed.
So what happened?
We had to explain that he could only smoke in designated areas. Then, the next day, we were able to move him to a different room.
Thanks for your comments, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习，现在请大家跟着我们重复。
Sometimes people need help operating the TV. Sometimes people want to change rooms. We couldn't give him a smoking room. There were none available. Smoking in the hallway is not allowed. People can only smoke in designated areas.
Interview.
下面我们继续采访旅馆接待员 Waters 女士。她要介绍旅馆的各项服务。旅馆里设有一个商务中心和一个健身中心。我们先来熟悉几个有关词句。
An internet connection.
与互联网连通。
Room service.
客房服务。
Our business guests can go to the business center to type letters or send faxes.
我们的商界客人可以去商务中心打信、发传真。
We have a great fitness center with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
我们有一个很完备的健身中心，里面有桑拿浴室和即可浴浴缸。现在请听这次采访。
Welcome back. Our guest is Marcia Waters, the receptionist at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Marcia, can you tell our listeners what kinds of services you offer at the Embassy Suites?
Well, one important service we offer is a business center. Our business guests can go to the business center to type letters or send faxes. We also have an internet connection so that they can read their email.
How convenient. What other services do you offer?
We have a great fitness center with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
That sounds like fun.
We also have room service, of course. Many of our business guests like to eat in their rooms so that they can have more time to prepare for meetings.
They work while they eat dinner?
Yes, some people do. I guess they find it easier than going out to a restaurant.
Thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Waters.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be back after a short break.
使节饭店是一个服务齐全的高档次饭店。Marcia 说，他们的重要服务项目之一就是商务中心。
One important service we offer is a business center.
他还说，
We also have an internet connection so that they can read their email.
我们还与互联网连通，客人们可以阅读他们的电子邮件。我们再听听 Marcia 为我们描述他们饭店的服务项目。
Our guest is Marcia Waters, the receptionist at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Marcia, can you tell our listeners what kinds of services you offer at the Embassy Suites?
Well, one important service we offer is a business center.
How convenient. What other services do you offer?
We have a great fitness center with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
That sounds like fun.
We also have room service, of course. Many of our business guests like to eat in their rooms so that they can have more time to prepare for meetings.
They work while they eat dinner?
Yes, some people do. I guess they find it easier than going out to a restaurant.
Thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Waters.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be back after a short break.
Sentence completion.
我们现在来做完成句子的练习。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请先听一句不完整的句子，然后把它完成。
A place at a hotel where you can type letters and send faxes is a business center. It's a business center. If you want to eat in your hotel room, you can ask for room service. You can ask for room service. If you want to get some exercise, go to the fitness center. Go to the fitness center.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。这次的文化点滴要谈旅馆的额外服务。旅馆的额外服务包括电话服务和客房服务。我们首先熟悉一下要用到的几个词句。
A surcharge.
额外收费，附加费。S-U-R-C-H-A-R-G-E.
A local call.
本市电话。Local, 本地。当地这个词是这样拼的 L-O-C-A-L
A long distance call
长途电话
Hotel policies are often written in a brochure
旅馆房间里通常备有一份住客须知列出旅馆的各项规定
Welcome back, everyone. We're here once again with Gary Engleton, our expert on business and culture.
Hello, everyone. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Very well, thank you, Gary. I'm glad that you're here because we have a very important email question on hotel charges.
Really? What is it?
One of our listeners writes, Sometimes my hotel bill is larger than I expected. In the United States, what extra charges are there in hotels?
That's an excellent question.When you are staying in a hotel, it's a good idea to ask a lot of questions about what is free and what has an extra charge. Extra charges are sometimes called surcharges. They are becoming more and more frequent.
How do you find out about these extra charges?
The first thing that you should do is to look around the room for something written down. For example, there is sometimes information near the telephone about charges for local and long-distance calls.If you can't find anything in writing, you should definitely ask at the front desk.
That's a good idea. What other kinds of extra charges are there?
Well, for example, many hotels have drinks and snacks in small refrigerators. These are not free. Make sure you know how much everything costs before you drink or eat anything. And you can have food brought to your room. That's called room service. It is usually fairly expensive.Look for a menu in the room that lists the prices.
Are there any other surcharges to be careful of?
Well, some hotels offer movies in your room for an extra charge. And remember, tax will usually be added to the room charge. In some U.S. cities, this tax can be 15% or even more. Well, I think that I've covered most of the extra charges. Other facilities like swimming pools, exercise equipment,And even daily newspapers are usually free.
Thanks, Gary. That was extremely helpful.
I'm glad that I could help.
In the United States, what extra charges are there in hotels?
这句话的意思是，美国的饭店都有什么样的额外收费？ Gary 列举了一些需要额外收费的项目。例如冰箱里的食品、饮料、电话服务等等，也有免费的设施，如游泳、体育锻炼器材，甚至当天的报纸等。不过你在住进饭店以后，需要事先了解清楚哪些收费，哪些免费。我们再听一遍对话。
We're here once again with Gary Engleton, our expert on business and culture.
Hello, everyone. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Very well, thank you, Gary. I'm glad that you're here because we have a very important email question on hotel charges.
Really? What is it?
One of our listeners writes, Sometimes my hotel bill is larger than I expected. In the United States, what extra charges are there in hotels?
That's an excellent question.
When you are staying in a hotel, it's a good idea to ask a lot of questions about what is free and what has an extra charge. Extra charges are sometimes called surcharges. They are becoming more and more frequent.
How do you find out about these extra charges?
The first thing that you should do is to look around the room for something written down. For example, there is sometimes information near the telephone about charges for local and long-distance calls. If you can't find anything in writing, you should definitely ask at the front desk.
That's a good idea. What other kinds of extra charges are there?
Well, for example, many hotels have drinks and snacks in small refrigerators. These are not free. Make sure you know how much everything costs before you drink or eat anything. And you can have food brought to your room. That's called room service. It is usually fairly expensive. Look for a menu in the room that lists the prices.
Are there any other surcharges to be careful of?
Well, some hotels offer movies in your room for an extra charge. And remember, tax will usually be added to the room charge. In some U.S. cities, this tax can be 15% or even more. Well, I think that I've covered most of the extra charges. Other facilities like swimming pools, exercise equipment, and even daily newspapers are usually free.
Thanks, Gary. That was extremely helpful.
I'm glad that I could help.
Sentence completion.
接着我们来做完成句子的练习。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请大家先听一个不完整的句子，然后把它完成。
Extra charges at a hotel are sometimes called surcharges. They're called surcharges. A telephone call to someone in the same city is called a local call. It's called a local call. A telephone call to someone in a different state is called a long-distance call. It's called a long-distance call.
Business dialogue. Clarification.
商务对话。请大家听一位旅客在旅馆办住店登记的经过。我们首先熟悉一下要用到的几个词句。
A desk clerk.
柜台服务员。
I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
这上面给你预定的一间房间是定到4月4号。
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
实际上我要到5号早上才走。现在请听这段对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a person checking in at a hotel.Ms. Peters is speaking with the desk clerk at the hotel.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Allison Peters. I have a reservation.
Let me take a look. Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Oh, really? I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th. Let me check my confirmation notice. Here it is.Oh, my goodness, you're right. Can I extend my stay through the 5th?
That's not a problem. I'll change your reservation for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Listen to this conversation. Do you think the mistake is from the guest or from the hotel? Let's listen again.
Listen to this
conversation. Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Allison Peters. I have a reservation.
Let me take a look. Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Oh, really? I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th. Let me check my confirmation notice. Here it is. Oh, my goodness, you're right. Can I extend my stay through the 5th?
That's not a problem.I'll change your reservation for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
这位顾客说
Oh my goodness, you're right. Can I extend my stay through the 5th?
哦、oh, 天哪，你说的对。请问我能不能待到5号呢？服务员说
That's not a problem. I'll change your reservation for you.
没有问题，我把你的预订资料修改一下。
Focus on functions. Clarifying.
语言功能。下面我们来练习澄清问题时应当使用的语言。
Now let's focus on clarifications.
Listen to these variations.
请大家注意听下面的词句变换。
I see you have a room reserved through the 4th.
I see your reservation is through the 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
As a matter of fact, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
I believe you said you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th.
No, I think I said I would be checking out on the 5th. Gary's tips.
Gary 提示 Gary 要说一说澄清问题时应当使用的语言表达方式。如果你和服务员有不同意见想纠正他，你可以使用一些礼貌的说法。
I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th.
我记得我说过我要住到5号才走。现在我们就来听 Gary 的这段谈话。
Welcome back. It's time for Gary's tips. What's your topic for today, Gary?
Today, I'll be talking about clarifications. Last week, we talked about the importance of confirming information, especially information about plane and hotel reservations.It's important to confirm because sometimes a hotel clerk or a travel agent might have incorrect information. If you disagree with what the clerk or agent says, there are some polite ways to correct the person. This is called making a clarification. One way to begin a clarification is to use the word actually. Let's listen again to part of the business dialogue.You'll hear Ms. Peters clarifying that she is staying through April 5th.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Allison Peters. I have a reservation.
Let me take a look. Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Another polite way to make a clarification is to say, I believe. Let's listen again to the business dialogue.Ms. Peters clarifies that she will be checking out on the 6th.
Yes, I see you have a room reserved through April 4th.
Actually, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 5th.
Oh, really? I thought you told us you would be checking out on the 4th.
No, I believe I said I would be checking out on the 5th.
It turns out Ms. Peters is wrong about the dates of her reservation.But by being polite, Ms. Peters maintains a good relationship with the desk clerk and is able to change her reservation. So remember, it's important to correct people if they have the wrong information about your reservations. But it's best to be polite when you make a clarification. Well, that's all we have time for today on Gary's Tips. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。Thank you.